Now, within the next hour, the British Prime Minister Liz Truss is due to make her first media appearance since the mini-budget that prompted an economic crisis. Despite the turmoil which yesterday forced an intervention by the Bank of England, her government has insisted that the plans to cut taxes and increase borrowing will remain in place. Having rallied yesterday, sterling has this morning fallen by 1% against the dollar. The former governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, has been speaking to the BBC within the past few minutes.
Unfortunately, having a partial budget in these circumstances, tough global economy, tough financial market position, working at cross purposes with the banks, has led to quite dramatic moves in financial markets, as we've all seen.
Mark Carney, George Parker, political editor of the Financial Times, joins us. George, it's hard to know where to begin, but the serious trouble began last Friday. Why?
Well, we had a so-called mini budget by the new Chancellor, Kwasi Kwarteng, which turned out to be one of the biggest budgets we'd ever seen. Conveniently, because it wasn't a formal budget, that meant they didn't have to publish any forecasts explaining what this was going to mean in terms of patching up all the borrowing they announced. And that in turn spooked the markets because £45 billion of unfunded tax cuts were announced. The government didn't say how they were going to get the money back. The markets panicked. The pound started falling, the cost of government borrowing started spiking, there was complete turmoil, and in the end we saw the Bank of England having to intervene yesterday with this massive £65 billion package of bond buying, which is essentially the Bank of England bailing out the British government for a mistake itself had made. So it's been a fairly extraordinary 3 or 4 days.
And I think, as we know only too well in this country, when the news bulletins are talking about government bonds, it's a good indication that you're in trouble. Up until now, there's been no response from either Liz Truss or from the Chancellor, Kwasi Kwarteng. Now, that, it would seem, is about to change.
That's right. The view in number 10 is that this is just market volatility and the government should sit it out. And in fact, there was a bit of tension between the Prime Minister and the Chancellor about whether the Bank of England or the Treasury should say anything at all this week to try to calm the nerves of the markets. In the end, the Treasury did issue a statement and the Bank of England said it would do anything necessary to control the situation. But we are going to hear from the Prime Minister later on this morning, probably in the next half an hour or so, in fact, for the first time since all this happened. But as you say, the Chancellor's been keeping his head down.
Liz Truss is in office for less than a month. How much unrest is there within her government?
Huge unrest. Don't forget that 300-odd Conservative MPs didn't vote for Liz Truss in the first round of voting when this leadership contest started back in July. It seems like a lifetime ago now. That's a very large part of the parliamentary party who weren't her natural supporters. A lot of them ended up supporting her main rival, Rishi Sunak, the former Chancellor, who spent the last 2 months warning that if Liz Truss did this, it would result in market turmoil, higher interest rates, higher mortgage rates, everyone paying the price. And of course, those people are very unhappy about what's now happening. And you just have to pick up your phone and ring any of them up, and they will be very disobliging indeed. I mean, I spoke to a number yesterday. One said that the Chancellor of the Exchequer's career was over. Another one said that he had to be sacked immediately. Others saying that if interest rates stay at above 5% until Christmas, Liz Truss could be out. And this would be an extraordinary situation. As you say, the Prime Minister's only been in number 10 for just over 3 weeks. It's the kind of thing you would normally expect in an emerging economy rather than one of the biggest economies in the world. It's very, very strange times there.
Yeah. Looking at all of this, I mean, reading some of the statements overnight, Rishi Sunak certainly has been taking the opportunity to throw a bit of shade her way.
Well, he hasn't said anything publicly, unless I missed something overnight. But what he has done is kept ominously quiet. And his outriders, people who supported him during the Tory leadership contest, have been saying, well, basically, we told you so. And so there's definitely a view amongst those people that this was entirely predictable and predicted. And the Treasury proceeded, or rather the new Chancellor proceeded, in any event. I mean, part of the problem here is not just the fact that the new government has announced a load of unfunded tax cuts and a huge amount of extra borrowing, which in itself would concern the markets. But it's the fact that they spent the last couple of months undermining the institutions which would rein in irresponsible behavior in the eyes of the market. So, for example, Liz Truss has said the bank of it criticized the Bank of England and said it needed a new mandate. The Office for Budget Responsibility, which normally publishes a big forecast alongside budgets like this, was sidelined. And on the first day in office for the Chancellor, he sacked the head of the Treasury, a man called Sir Tom Scholar, who embodied the sound money instincts, the traditional Treasury orthodoxy of the government, which they decry. And all those things put together have made the markets think, well, hang on a sec, are these people actually serious about keeping the public finances under control?
A year ago, it would have been impossible to imagine a scenario where Labour had a 17-point lead in the opinion polls, but that's where things are at now.
Yes, there was an opinion poll this week showing that Labour had a 17-point lead over the Conservatives, which is a record from a YouGov poll. And I spent the last few days in Liverpool at the Labour conference, and there's certainly a mood there that they are on the way back to power after 12 years. It was a very sober, managerial conference, not flashy. Keir Starmer, the leader, is someone who makes a big play about the fact that Labour wants to be the party of economic credibility.
All right. Well, listen, thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning. And we should be able to bring you some of that Liz Truss interview before the end of the programme. That was George Parker, political editor of the Financial Times. It's